Hello, and welcome to Marooned at MacBytes headquarters, day 139. We're one day off 20 weeks. And, of course, we're back in lockdown. So, hello. Oh, that's a new one, Kim. Listening but folding clothes. I have people for that, don't I, Mike? The folding of the clothes happens with the washing. And you deal with all of that, don't you? He's looking very hot and bothered. Notice he's not exactly keen to share that. CQ Deb.
What?
Oh, what, were you in your own little bubble then?
I'm listening to this voicemail with requests.
A DJ's life's never quiet. Oh, hello, Jonathan. What happened? I will make it to the end, he said.
He fell asleep.
I wouldn't mind. But it was one of the shortest shows in ages. Oh, Jonathan.
Deb sticking up the dead.
Oh, listening but digging up. This will be the genealogy thing, don't worry. She's not outside doing a Birkin hair. I'm positive she's not. Right, let me have a look. I'm looking. Oh, what have you done here, Mike?
With what?
I'm looking at MacBytes 2.0, the dashboard, and I've got an after hours with nothing else. I definitely would not have created that. So, Mike's been up to mischief on my dashboard.
I can't have been. It was locked.
You can, because that's fed from a database. So you'll have made a muck up somewhere else.
Right, I'll go and fix it.
And it's rippled through to my database.
Is it your database?
I'm not going to be happy. Right, let's have a look. I'm checking. Oh, that's MacBytes shows. We don't want MacBytes shows. We want Marooned shows. Right, let's have a look. Marooned shows. Oh, come on. Why is everything taking 10 times longer today? Right, Marooned. No, I'm not, it's after hours.
I'll delete it then.
Is there nothing in it?
No.
You'll have pressed enter at the end of something.
Right, I'll delete it.
It makes a new one. Jonathan, it wasn't even 4 hours. Oh, come on. It's the shortest since June. Can't believe it. Managed to midnight. Yes, but my good bit was at the end. Kim was getting more than a little excited over the possibilities with Devon Think. So, I saw that, Deb. Was this about the artwork? Mike hasn't got an artistic bone in his body. You've seen it.
What?
Slack, go and have a look at Deb's message. Quite fancied that myself. Did you catch up this morning, Jonathan? Are you up to date now? I couldn't believe it because at one point I swear you were either 3 or 4 ahead. Of course, that'll all change if there's more than 6 MacBytes in the year. Just saying. Anyway, oh boy, have I got a link to share with you. Oh, yes. Not only have we gone back into lockdown, but the COVIDiots are rampant.
Oh, yeah, that thing. I haven't played it yet.
He's not played the video. If he had played the video, then he would be able to let you know. Yes, this one takes the little furry biscuit with the COVIDiots. We talked about Sale Water Park. So obviously we live in a place called Sale. S-A-L-E. It's very annoying when you try and search for your hometown because all you get is sales on stuff. Don't ask. But Sale Water Park is... It's Kath's favourite eatery. It's a huge expanse of water where people go water skiing and all kinds of stuff. All water sports. Obviously, it's been closed, but once it opened up again, there was social distancing in place. So what people were doing to get round it was parking under the motorway bridges. You know, there is no parking under the motorway bridges. Anyway, the police were telling them not to, etc. But today, it got worse. Now, it's a water park, so although there's like land near it, it's mainly water. Look it up on Google Maps. It's mainly water, which is why this made no sense. They've actually closed it because there's supposed to be a dog meetup. Now, I don't think the dogs should get the blame for this. I think it's the owners. But I would like to think dog owners had far more sense than that. But probably not. So the police have closed it down. So as I said to Mike, dodgy dogging at the water park. Diabolically dodgy dogging at the water park. What is wrong with these people? I can't imagine how many times I have said during this, I don't understand people, but it's getting worse. It's not getting any better. At least during that first 3 weeks, all we had was moaning. Now we've got moaning and people meandering around doing whatever they will. And you wonder why the R rate is well over one. I did some checking on the stats last night, actually found them. And we have the highest R rate in the United Kingdom. Is anybody surprised? I am surrounded by Muppets. Present company accepted, of course. I mean, here. Here. I need to move. This is clearly it. But then you guys tell me what's going on near you. And I'm like, no, I'm probably better where I am. Like, Jonathan is in the centre of Manchester. And they're having picnics outside his house. That worked well, didn't it, Mike?
Mm.
No.
Oh.
Won't be wearing those glasses anymore. They're just completely split down the middle. Oh, can't see a thing now. Oh, I remember the days I didn't need glasses. That was when I was a millennial, if you will. I was never really a millennial, was I? What am I? Did we decide I was a Gen X or something? I think I'm a Gen X. But whatever, I could manage without glasses and now I can't. And now they've just broken in half. So, oh, hang on. What's that? There we go, another pair of glasses. Jonathan, this will come to you. When you hit 50, you'll spend half your life looking for your glasses. You see, there are people out there having picnics now. I mean, but the thing is, we are actually, this lockdown we're in is even weirder than the one we were in before. Not that we were ever really out of lockdown fully. There were still places you couldn't go, places were closed, things you couldn't do. But this one's even weirder than the last one. Because now you can go to the park. And of course, you need to stay 2 metres away from the strangers that you meet in the park. And there could be 500 people in the park. But in your garden, you can only have 6, even though you're 2 metres away. It's not surprising people are getting a bit annoyed. Is it? Not really. But dogging at the water park. I mean, where are these people's brains? Non-existent. No, I'm not blaming the dogs either. Can you imagine the dogs? I could imagine the memes that would be going round with the dogs. Like, please don't take me there. Not after that cat got it last week. Can you imagine? There just are no words. Why, if you've got a dog, do you need to have a meet-up? In fact, even if you've not got a meet-up, why do you need... If you've not got a dog, why do you need a meet-up? It's just no explanation for it. Good evening, Pete. How are you doing? Hope you got my message about the artwork. Moving to Scotland would be fabulous. I've never really been a fan of, Nicola Sturgeon. Far too self-righteous for my liking. But she's actually been quite presidential over... No, actually, that's not a good idea these days, is it? What would you say? She's handled it well, let's put it like that. Not quite the New Zealand Prime Minister, but reasonably well. Whereas in England, I'm not sure they know what's going on. I mean, they brought in the relaxations on the 4th of July... Instant, oh, it's Independence Day. And then what did we say? 4 weeks later, our rate would be up. Guess what's happened 4 weeks later? Our rate's up. Too much tech faff between headphones and a phone call. A lot of people call when we're on air, Pete. We're going to ban it. People need to concentrate. Exactly, Pete, exactly. You missed the highlight. I don't know if you see the chat. But I'll put the link in again just for you, Pete. We're calling it diabolically dodgy doings. No, we're not. Diabolically dodgy dogging at the water park. You couldn't even make this stuff up. The water park being about a mile and a half away from us. Just enough, I guess. But we were talking about, we're having a laughable holiday. Yes, another one. Although the last one was actually fairly incident-free. Very, very unusual. So we have another laughable week off coming up. Obviously, not going anywhere. But I said to Mike, you know, we were going to have a week off at Easter that got postponed. Then we had that week off. And I said, you know, we really are going to have to deal with these fences. We need some replacement fence panels. So I was thinking about it. And I said, you know, these fence panels? He said, yeah. I said, let's dispense with them and build a wall. probably about 28 foot tall. That would do nicely. I mean, a fence panel's just not going to cut it these days. Not with idiots abound. Mass meetups. I don't understand it. More problematic dogging in Manchester. Oh, yes. Yes, you're not kidding. We've just been saying there's probably dogs there screaming, "No, please don't take me. Leave me at home." There are just no words. I don't think Lola's desperate to get out. She is barking. And she's got a toy. She secreted the chicken under the bed last night. And then meandered in this morning. Now, I didn't get to bed till about 5 o'clock. So when she wandered in this morning, she then extricated the chicken from under the bed and was stood next to me, squeaking it. I think she thought I'd died because I didn't move. But what she's not twigged is I've got those headphones that Tracy recommended, the in-ear ones. They are really comfortable and they do stay in your ears. So I'm not sure I would have heard if the house had fallen down. So she's just stood there squeaking the chicken until Mike comes in with, "Come on, you wake Mummy up, come on." She's like, "No, no, it's all right, Dad, Mummy's dead." She's not taking any notice. She's so cute. So, so cute. She's already had a walk, which, supposing that today was supposed to be cooler, and it is. It's 17 degrees today. It was 33 yesterday. But it's still oppressively humid. I hate it getting that hot for one day because it takes about 4 days to cool down. And by the time that's happened, then the temperature's going up again. So we're supposed to be having a warm weekend next weekend. Oh, joy. Note the sarcasm. Of course, it'll probably be freezing by the end of the month on account of the fact we have a bank holiday in the UK. I think it's the week before Labour Day. It's the last Monday in August. So it's bound to be raining that day. Bound to be. Oh, you know I said, Jonathan, when you get to 50, I've just pushed my glasses up and then I start looking for them. They're on my head. Does anybody else do this or is it just me? I'm so unused to wearing glasses. I just keep losing the things. Right, let's have a look what the weather says for next week. So 18 tomorrow, 18 Monday, 19 Tuesday, 21 Wednesday. Look at that. Thursday, 23, and Friday 29, followed by Saturday 30. Do they not realise I am in the studio on a Saturday for about 7.5 hours because I've got a live show, pre-record to record before that. And on Friday, of course, it's marooned. Could we not shift the 18s to Friday and Saturday? Something's gone hideously wrong with all the requests I've put in for weather. It's just not good enough. Not good enough. Can you still go for walks as long as you distance? Yes, Kim. In fact, they never stopped that. All they did with the walks was it had to be within 5 miles of your house. So basically, don't drive anywhere to walk. And I remember towards the end of the first 3 weeks, there were idiotic things going on. Absolutely idiotic. People were saying they wanted to go for their allowed one walk a day with their family. Now, they were in a single dwelling, so fair enough. It was a bubble. But they all piled into the car and they headed off about 4:45 to stargaze on a hill. So the police stopped them and said, "No, you're not doing that." Turned around, sent them home. They put in a complaint to the Police Complaints Commission saying that they had every right to do that because that was their statutory walk in a car, 4:45. Just no words. I mean, technically they could have been right, but it's more a fact of sticking to the essence of the law, the sentiment of it, rather than the letter. If they do that, what's to stop 5,000 other people doing that? And then there's a rave up there, like the dog meetup at the water park. I think the police have acted pretty swiftly this time. Probably what they're going to do around these areas where they are having these raves is rather than try and shift people later, which, you know, that way madness lies, it would be far easier to literally just shut them down, like 12, 24 hours beforehand, which is what they're doing. But, you know, police shouldn't. This is costing money. And police shouldn't be wasting their time having to close down areas like that. I'd shut the lot. permanently. That's the deal with it. As long as they were stargazing in Barnard Castle, they'd be okay. I do believe it was down south somewhere. What exactly is a rave? Raves were big in the 90s. It was basically like either a warehouse space. So really, it was a huge space. It could be a warehouse or it could be out of doors. And it was, they were called illegal raves. They weren't licensed for anything. And they just kind of sprung up. Like the word went round and it sprung up. But now what seems to be happening is, yes, there's music, but obviously not with the dogs. Oh, Simon, hello. Most unfortunate you missed the beginning. Shall I put the link in for Simon? We've already got a title for the show. Diabolically Dodgy Dogging at the Water Park. This is 1.25 miles from where we live. No, we are not going. Prior engagement, luckily. Mind you, doesn't look like anybody else is going, does it? Large event. A dog meet-up. I mean, I don't know if there were... Thing now is, though, the police have spent money doing this, blocking it all off, like two... What is it? Like two crush barriers are going to stop 3,000 people meeting up, but that never mind that. They've spent money doing that. What if it was all a hoax and they're actually going somewhere else? What if Sale Water Park is a euphemism for somewhere else? And the police have taken them literally. Raves usually involve loud music, lots of drugs, and rock and roll. Sex and rock and roll. Sex, drugs and rock and roll. A rave, basically. And like I say, it was much bigger in the 80s and 90s. There were quite a few big ones early 90s, I think. I've never been to a rave. Nearest I got was probably going to Milton Keynes to see U2. But that was a whole different thing. That was a proper concert. You know, I was looking back at the ticket. £25 in 1985. Not sure where I got £25 from in 1985. I'd just done my A-levels. I think I was working that summer, actually. Come to think of it, that's probably where I got the money from. A dog meet-up. Yeah, we're thinking it's euphemistic, Simon, but we're not quite sure what for. A rave? Dogging? Your guess is as good as ours. All I know is, don't particularly want anything to do with it. At all. Anything at all to do with it. But the local police are paid for from your local taxes. We have a tax called the council tax. So you pay this tax and it's split between all of the services that you get. I mean, you think Greater Manchester Police are wasting their time doing this. And then people will be complaining about how much the council tax is. Well, it would be a lot less, wouldn't it? If we weren't having to spend it on stupid stuff like this. And like I say, I don't know how much of it is like, let's wind the police up. It's a bit like those things that have been going on online for a good couple of years. People playing games and then somebody rings the police. And we're talking from like another city. And says they've seen someone with a gun and a SWAT team arrives at the location they've given. And the location is where the gamer who's live streaming it is. And then obviously because it's live streaming, they see the SWAT team arrive and basically raid the place. So I'm thinking it could possibly be a bit like that. It was supposed to be thunder and lightning tonight. So again, I don't think a dog meetup. But then what are we thinking a dog meetup actually is? The local Beagle Society. I don't think so. I don't think the dogs would want to go. Seriously. It's a weird one. I will keep an eye on it and let you know what happens if anything does actually happen. Oh, it is. It's ridiculous. Ridiculous. But that's what's happening in our area. What's happening in your area? Let me know. Oh, dear me. Reading your note, Pete. See your problem, Pete. How about if you're trying to show two things? What about two inverted triangles? Well, a triangle like you've got, but then an inverted triangle next to it showing the other half. Would that work? Oh, I've got all kinds of things appearing here in Slack. I will have a look. I'll have another look and have another ponder. See what we can do. Oh, more protests in Seattle. Have they decided what they're protesting about yet? Or is it the same old, same old? I can't understand that either. Protests here seem to be sometimes quite violent. You know, a lot of people get arrested or a lot of police get hurt, which did recently happen with the old statue thing. But it seems to die out as fast as it appeared. So within 3 days, something like that, we had quite a few bad things. Yes, potentially an idea there, Pete. You're trying to show two things, invert one. When in doubt, tip it upside down, see if it looks any better. I don't know what happened with the gradient. Now, I can stick that in, you know, as a very brief demo. Because I've already had 4 emails this morning. Now, I don't know if these people were with us live or if they watch later. But I've already had 4 saying that they love the presentation stuff and wanted to try it. So it might be scope for a couple more on presentations. Jonathan got quite excited with that, didn't he? Because he does actually do presentations, don't you, Jonathan? I did have another one, but I decided to leave it because I didn't want us to go overly long. So that can definitely go in next week's. We'll have to call it Presentation Bites. There you go. Lately, they're protesting to get rid of the police force completely. Who are these people? Ah, chicken! Hello, chicken! Oh, poor chicken. Look at the state of her. Come on, Lola. There she is. Come on. Did you bring my toy up from Amazon?
No, I've left it decovering downstairs.
Oh, right. That was comical today. Should we share that? When the Amazon stuff arrives, we tend to leave it for a good 3-4 days. But sometimes stuff arrives and I need it, like the vitamin D pills. And yes, Kim, I've taken mine today. Also put with it some bilberry and lutein while I was at it. But I said, one's due today and I need it. So Mike brings up what arrived today, all wrapped up in towels. And I'm trying to open them while not touching them. So he opens the first one. I said, no, that's not it. Opens the second one. I said, that one's yours. Opens up the third one. And he said, these all arrived today. And it wasn't that one either. So he said, oh, well, hang on. I'll go back downstairs. Comes back up with another one. Says, is it this one? So I looks at it. And I said, oh, that looks much more like it. Because it was very flat. I opens that up. And I said, no, that one arrived on the 27th. We had to give up in the end. Or we'd have done all the unboxings. Is she having this chicken or not, lady? Lady Lola?
We played football, didn't we?
There was lots of vocalising going on.
Yes.
Right, there's chicken. No, she's not squeaking
and
chicken.
And I've been doing a Kim.
What have you been doing?
Well, I've been doing the stage before Kim.
What's that?
Well, Kim was folding clothes.
Oh, the washing bit, you mean?
So I've been putting the towels in the dryer.
The magic white boxes is what he means. If you're wondering why I sound different, I'm looking for a pair of glasses so I can see what's going on. Over crying out loud. Oh, there'll be some in there somewhere. I think I'll have to wait till the first song. Do I take calcium? I do. I do. Isn't there something about your own, that one isn't absorbed unless you take it with the other one? What is this? Clothes folding day?
Must
Whoa,
be.
Jonathan's got more. What a faff. All the underwear again.
Oh, I never bother with underwear.
Jonathan, underwear should just be screwed up and put in a drawer.
Yeah.
Right, the gradient thing was weird. Managed to get the text.
Particularly when you're working from home, mind you. He has it displayed in the background, doesn't he?
Yes, it's his Zoom background when you're finished. Yeah.
So therefore, he's got to be neat and tidy.
Yeah, we play spot the pants.
Yeah.
Right, Pete's got an issue with his gradient. Managed to get the text to go gradient coloured, as I wanted, but not the actual arrow.
Are you tired now?
Hmm. Were you using, what do you call it, down in the lower right-hand side, or were you using the gradient tool? We're using a gradient overlay from the, frantically trying to remember what they call, effects. Or were you using a gradient? Let's make a new... Yes! Look at that face. Butter wouldn't melt, would it? And you've got your paw on chicken's head. Is this because you want a treat? What treat would you like? Shall we crowdsource your treat? Or do you want a dentist stick? Or a jumbo? Not a jumbo for a couple of days. Right, here's the treat box being brought up right now. Now, you had a rodeo stick at lunch, so you don't need another one, do you? I'm thinking a couple of schmackos. She likes schmackos. They're like, how would you describe a schmacko, Mike?
Long and thin.
Steady
and,
on.
And bendy.
Steady on. They're kind of like, they're flat. They're about an inch wide, 5 inches long, and quite flimsy. So these you can have two of. Right, so I've got two of those out, Lola. What are we going to put with it? Obviously a tripe stick. We have to have a tripe stick, don't we? But only one. Tripe sticks make sudden reappearances. What could we have? I think a dentist stick maybe after that. A big dentist stick to help with your teeth. What do you think?
Yeah.
Yeah, you might. I'm not sure she's so keen. Here we go. Here's the dentist stick packet. Right. Let's put that in upside down. Right. So, let's see what Pete's got to say. Right, I'm going to make a note of that, Pete, and buy all of those. Right. So, were you using the gradient tool? And how did you create the arrow? Lola, you're not going to get any of these if you don't behave. Let's see what she does now. I made the arrow with some Boolean ops. There is an arrow tool, isn't there? Yes, I could have done that and then flipped it round, but I didn't.
Oh, Kim, we saw a Kiva dog this morning.
Oh.
It wasn't doing zoomies and pulling the lady's shorts down, though.
Not proper, then.
No.
No, not proper, Lola.
No.
Yeah, Lola usually does, Kim. Having said that, she... There's times she's not bothered. It's really weird. It could depend on the actual treat. She's having a cheese schmacko now from Daddy. And if I put this tripe stick near the dentist stick, then the dentist stick will smell of the tripe stick. And then I can go and wash my hands again. Those tripe sticks are lethal. Mayor used to do that. Didn't matter where he was, he would know if the treats were touched.
She usually does it with her dinner, but she didn't tonight.
No, she sometimes doesn't bother.
That's because I was secretive.
You mean you were being sly?
I was being sly and I opened the tin.
Sly?
When she was outside and I did it in the hall and shut the door over.
That's going to Daddy. Right. Tripe stick now being broken up into pieces. Oh, stinks. God knows what it tastes like. Because the smell's diabolical. Oh, did he ever tell you about the time we bought Maya tripe? Real tripe. Dad said he used to love tripe when he was a kid. Now, I mean, they used to eat that back then because it was rationing and all that. But he actually liked it. And it was mentioned as being good for dogs. So we go up to a place on the Fylde coast. You may have heard of Blackpool, a little bit further north than that, called Cleveleys. So there was a butcher's and they had fresh tripe. You want that tonight, do you? And off we go. Right, she's quite happy with the dentist stick. Good choice, chat room. So this butcher actually had fresh tripe in the window. Well, one look at it was enough for me. Fair enough, it was a whitish colour, but it's got a kind of pattern on it, like sort of hexagonal, that makes it look rather dodgy for eating. So we decided we'd get some. Dad said he wanted some for dinner. Must have been insane. So we get some specially for Maya. Well, he didn't eat. We came out with it, didn't we? Mm. And he didn't even... He wouldn't move until he'd had some. He could smell it. And he'd never had it before. But he obviously wanted it desperately. So we stood there in the side alley next to this butcher's with a bag of tripe, trying to break pieces off to give it to him. I wish you could have seen the state we were in. It was disgusting. He absolutely adored it. He could not get enough. So Dad had to give his up for the dog. You don't get it much in butchers round here, do you?
No.
Not as much as further north, shall we say. Although that sounds That sounds terribly much like the papers yesterday. Did you see all that? Lockdown in the north, as though it was a different country. And then I remembered, to the southerners, it is a different country. They do. They think
life
that
ends at Watford Gap.
Yeah, that you talk a different language and stuff. In fact, when I went to university, I gets down there and it's like, well, where are you from? So I said Manchester, and they went, oh, it's all cobbles up there, isn't it? Do you have electric? I thought they were joking. This was about 1987, 88, something like that. And I looked and I thought, you know, good gag. And then I realised they weren't joking. And I said, where have you got that impression from? And the cobbles had come from the soap, Coronation Street. The electric, I've no idea. But I think they thought we worked by candlelight, like Dickens. And they weren't joking. They really were not joking. And one thing that stuck in my mind was an advert that was in, it could have been a national paper. And I think it was for a particular brand, but I can't remember which one. Who makes mushy peas? There isn't a particular brand. It's not like Heinz baked beans, is it?
No.
Well, this mushy peas were advertised. And people coming into college, and I think it was in like the Times for a day or something. And it was like, what's this? And they'd never seen or heard, much less eaten, mushy peas. Which could be a northern delicacy, but, you know, not along the lines of a fried Mars bar, for crying out loud. Not a concept of what a mushy pea was. I felt like I was in a different country, I can tell you. Oh, the Hovis ad. Yeah, exactly. Could well have been. Could well have been. Obviously, we were still wearing clogs and stuff on our cobbles. I've not seen cobbles on a genuine street in Manchester for years. You might find cobbled back alleyways, but in terms of what Coronation Street actually looks like, no, not in living memory. They did have a live show on Coronation Street years ago, didn't they, to celebrate their 60th or something?
Yeah.
And it was Save Our Cobbles. But I could see why councils would get rid of them, because if you've ever tried walking on cobbles, which are like stones that are like laid flat-ish and then something put between them to hold them together, basically. They do last better than tarmac roads, I'll grant you, but they're so difficult to walk on, people are bound to kind of tip over and they'd sue the council. So the council's got rid of them all. I really don't know. Oh, you've got some, Jonathan, but you don't know if they're original. So you remember dining sessions in London, studying for the bar, came down from Manchester, we might all have come from Mars. That's it, isn't it? There is very much a divide, and I don't think it's particularly from people from the north who've got that. They just treat you very, very differently down south. It was great being in Leicester with a Middlesbrough accent, especially since my best friend from uni is a public school educated southerner. You know, I'd love to think it mattered less these days.
You need to talk to Stuart, Pete.
Oh, you do. Stuart's from Middlesbrough.
Stuart's a smoggy as well.
He is. You know, you hear people years ago doing the segues between BBC shows, and they could have been talking to the Queen. But you listen now, and there are regional accents there.
Yeah.
But I think there's still that kind of snob value, and I think it is around the south, I'm sorry to say, but it is. Having said that, it's kind of a reverse snobbery from the north. It's like, you know, anybody further south than Birmingham, they don't want to know. It's sad, but that's how it goes on. Too scared not to be my friend. Couldn't understand a word you were saying. Oh, Pete, it's a classic. I remember this friend I had at uni, and she said, I didn't know her in first year. I think it was second year. We met, I think, at results day at the end of first year. And she was from Birmingham, and she had a broad Birmingham accent, which is very noticeable. There are accents that maybe you couldn't place very easily, but Birmingham is one that you could. I would say London and the South East is quite difficult to place precisely, but Birmingham isn't, Liverpool isn't. I guess Geordie isn't, is it? Up Middlesbrough, Newcastle way. But if you said, like, somebody from Preston, it would be actually difficult to pinpoint that to Preston.
Yeah.
You'd just say it's a Lancashire accent, which is a huge area. Those from Middlesbrough, Tracy. What's the other ones? Is it the Mackhams?
Mackhams is Sunderland.
Yes. So, oh, Arsenal won, did they?
Yeah.
That's most unfortunate. I quite fancied Chelsea for that, but never mind.
2-1.
Oh, and there's some in Norwich. That's down south, babe.
Smoggers are people from Middlesbrough, like Stuart. Mackhams are people from Sunderland. Geordies are people from Newcastle.
And it's quite territorial, isn't it? Very territorial. Give you an idea. Stuart was in the magazine, the Catinian magazine. And somebody else had written the piece. And he'd written in Stuart, a Geordie. Well, that kicks it off, didn't it?
That would be like calling me a Scouser.
Yes, that was bad. If you're going to use, you know, colloquialisms like that, for crying out loud, get them right. It won't end well. Oh, there's a whole guide to them there. Oh, we're going to have to share that with Stuart. Stuart's probably listening to Brooklands at the moment. There is a 70s disco party going on Brooklands 196, which I put together earlier. But that'll be repeated, won't it, Mike, at some point? Oh, yeah. I'm going to have to read that later, aren't I?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
I'll copy that.
We'll put that in there. A is for Ayresome Park. Oh, remember that. Didn't they move to the City of Light or something?
Riverside.
Riverside, that's the one. Oh, it's Sunderland, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, I'm going to have to look at that. Is Biker Grove in there? Or is that not the place? That's Newcastle.
Biker Grove.
I think that's Newcastle, isn't it?
Well, that was Anton Deck, wasn't it?
Biker Grove, they were in it. Is it Newcastle?
I think so.
Oh, University of Teesside. I didn't get that far with any of mine. Oh, there's no Z in there. We need a Z. Oh, I shall have a look at that later. Absolutely, I will. And Seattle's got cobblestone, so there's only really London that doesn't. But, you know, there are parts of London that are incredibly old Dickensian-looking, so I don't know why they treat anything further north than Watford Gap the way they do, but they do. That's actually, that first picture that I'm looking at, that's actually really neat. I would say the Manchester cobblestones are more rounded than that, more dangerous, shall we say. Are we clicking here? I'm clicking and not getting anywhere. There must be a picture of the ones at Coronation Street. That was what it used to look like. My grandmother's street was cobbled, but that was years ago. I mean, they dealt with that when I was about 3 or 4. Let's have a look. Yeah, I think that's it. I would say the gaps are bigger and they kind of... They're more lethal when you're walking on them, honestly. Right, let me get that up to Droppler. And share it. Ah, good Droppler. There we go. That's supposed to be actual Coronation Street. Having said that, Coronation Street isn't real. It's a set, and they have actually moved it twice. So they basically do rebuild it. No, that's about the best picture that there is. But they can just be incredibly uneven and difficult to walk on, particularly as people get older. So it's a good idea that they've gone. But the fact that they thought that I worked by candlelight, I mean, how they contemplated me having a car and driving down there, I really don't know. Yeah, maybe I parked my horse round the back. much nicer than tarmac with potholes in. That's very true, Jonathan. You didn't often see with cobbles potholes, did you? They were actually far stronger. I remember when they were building, I'm not sure if this is the junction you use, Jonathan, but you know the Stretford junction of the M60? The M60 used to be the M62. Was it the 62?
63.
So the 62 goes from Manchester to Leeds, but we used to have the M63. But they decided they'd change it in terms of they would make it a ring road all the way around Manchester, like the M25 goes around London. So once they decided they were doing that, that started work. It went on for years and years. And they also decided they would build a thing called the Carrington Spur. And the Carrington Spur isn't a full junction. It's really joined to the Stretford Junction. But it has like an expressway going from very close to us, literally 1 mile down the road. And the expressway itself is probably about a mile. Yeah, probably about a mile. So you could see this thing being built, and they were bringing the materials to build it with. And they had pallets and pallets and pallets full. And I'm talking like not the size of a pallet that you would see at maybe B&Q with some fertilizer on it. We're talking huge pallets, like 20 meters long. They were absolutely stacked with the materials that they were going to use deeper down. So we're not talking the tarmac on the top of it. We're talking about the deeper down part of it. They were books. You know the term pulp fiction? These things were books that hadn't sold. And I'm looking at them thinking, you're seriously going to mash up books and put them underneath it? That'll never work. But they did it, and it looked fine when they finished. And about 2-3 years later, we talked about this one day last week, I think. There was an earthquake. We don't have many earthquakes, not now they've stopped the fracking, but we had this earthquake. And this expressway, which is like a motorway, a freeway, only there's just two lanes, one in each direction, split from side to side across the River Mersey. So there was this almighty hole in it, and it literally cracked from side to side. And they had to then fix it. And I thought, well, I'm not surprised given that it was just like mashed paper underneath it. They fixed it, but I wouldn't take that at 50 now, would you? Because it's like, it dips down about 6 inches and then dips up again. So I don't know if you've ever been on there, Jonathan. But really, crazy, crazy, crazy stuff. Roller skating on a cobblestone street. See, this is the problem, Kim. It's not flat enough, is it? Oh. Exeter and Bristol have retained a lot of the original cobbled streets. Thing is, Tracy, I mean, it's like historic there, isn't it? And it's beautiful. The cobbled streets we're talking about in Manchester, they weren't, you couldn't really say beautiful. Once they turned all the old mills into residences, the cobbled streets kind of looked out of place. And I think the majority of them probably had to go. But I do agree with Jonathan. They do actually look better. Our roads up here are absolutely shocking. You need to take Lola up towards the, you know, the dog, the Siberian Husky thing around the corner,
yeah,
near H's, where there's just like a hole.
Mm.
Take a couple of pictures of that, because that's really bad. And
this
obviously
is what they're doing.
Oh, they all have to help themselves,
yeah,
do they?
Yeah, pick their own medals up.
Brilliant. Crying out loud.
They're not even looking, are they?
No. No. They don't care, do they? Oh, no, you shouldn't touch his. The FA Cup final has come to a conclusion. Arsenal have won. I think if they'd kept some of it around Manchester, maybe around Salford Docks, as like heritage centre, that would have looked beautiful. But they didn't really. Everything got ripped out and modernised. So when Mike and I started dating, 1992, we went to a pub. What was that place called? It got taken over, didn't it? It became a gastro pub.
Yeah. In Salford.
Was it something gate?
Can't remember.
Look it up. You'll find it. Literally, this place was right on what would have been the docks. It was brand new build, but it was completely surrounded by miles and miles of just dereliction because they'd knocked everything down. Go there now and there is the Lowry Shopping Centre, the Lowry Theatre, Media City. So all of the BBC and most of ITV, to be honest, moved from London or Quay Street in Manchester, and they moved to this venue called Media City. And now it's like a whole new city, but there would certainly be no place for cobbled streets at that point. Let's have a look, see if I can get
just
a picture
watch
of
this.
It.
Right.
Right,
this is the presentation of the FA Cup.
Well, basically, it's just a smash and grab, isn't it?
So the captain of the winning team, Arsenal, has to go to this table, pick the cup up, instead of being presented by royalty, picks the cup up, he walks over to his colleagues, his teammates, and then, watch this, he drops it.
Oh my God, wind that back and press record so we've got a video of it.
It'll be on the telly.
No, wind it back. Brilliant. Brilliant. Right, let's have a look. You may have been, you don't know, you follow the sat-nav. Jonathan! Did you ever use maps, Jonathan? Paper maps? That's shocking, Kim. So many potholes, it's cheaper to pay for car repairs than fix them. Maybe Manchester's taking the same thing. It just... I mean, there's damage to cars and that's not good, although a lot of damage to the cars here would be less the potholes and more these bumps that they put on roads to slow people down. I mean, if you go over them at anything more than walking pace, you can just feel the axles straining. But the potholes look diabolical. You know, can you not just make it look better? Half of them just look derelict. Really disgusting. Right, let's have a look. I've got Media City. Media City have a homepage. Who knew that? But let's even get a picky of Media City. So I was saying, when I first started going out with Mike, it was completely and utterly derelict. This is what it looks like now. I've actually got a picture like that I think I took. Let's have a look at that one. Oh, that's pretty cool. Let's go for that one. You can actually see on that one, it says BBC Breakfast. So this is where all the BBC programmes tend to be broadcast from. And it actually does look like that. That looks like a view from the car park area at the Lowry Theatre. So you can see it's that modern, you wouldn't particularly want to have cobbled streets with it. There's another view, a bit smaller, but you get the idea. So it's full of studios, really. You can go on tours. We contemplated going on a tour, but obviously no one's going anywhere right now. So there's another one. Oh, Kim, absolutely. My dad had some of those. Another thing was, my dad spent a fortune years ago on... exactly, Jonathan. I'm just going to mention that. Jonathan says his grandpa has a roadmap of the UK and Ireland from 1999. The way he keeps it. My dad spent a fortune. It's about £30 on this map of the UK. And it was probably just bigger than A4 size, but about 2 inches thick. And it was really detailed. So you'd get like 2 streets on a page. It was so detailed. And it was leather bound. I think he spent about £80 on it. My mum was going mental. Anyway, bought this thing. Held on to it for a good few years, I'll grant you. Probably about 5 years. Until, at the 5-year mark, I started to learn to drive. Which was 1985. And I got a car for my 18th birthday. And my dad insisted that I had a map. Back then, no sat-navs, no mobile phones. Oh, maybe we were working by candlelight. Anyway, I had this map of mine. And he started looking at this map of mine, which was a way cheaper thing than his. I think they were like £1.99, but a much bigger thing. Probably A3 size. And he started looking at mine and he was looking at his. And he realised there were roads on mine that weren't on his. And he also had an A to Z of Manchester. And the biggest change at the time, don't know if you remember this, Jonathan, but you know where White City Retail Park is now, on your left as you head out of Manchester, just before Old Trafford? That used to be White City Dog Stadium. They actually left the huge gates that were there as like a hat tip to the dog stadium. Used to go there with my granddad. He was a keen... yeah, we're talking about dogs tonight, aren't we? Yes, my granddad was keen. Not at dogging.
He was a keen dogger.
No, he went to the dog races. My grand just thought it was like a charity thing that he just gave them all his money because he wasn't actually that great at picking a winner. But that there used to have a roundabout and there was motorbike shop opposite. And when they started doing what they were doing with the retail park, they ripped the whole thing up and moved three roads. So the same, they didn't rename them or anything. They were the same three roads, but they actually moved them. And of course, my dad had an old A to Z of Manchester. There were naughty words said from my father as he was trying to follow it. And I said, Dad, this book's like 16 years old. Time for a new one, Dad. Oh, dear. Just have to put the helicopter away. There aren't many people that can say that, are there?
I was thinking.
Oh, dear. You don't want that experience. Those maps, Kim, would always rip at the joins, wouldn't they? The folds. My dad had some of those when I was much younger. Oh, but I got told how to read a map.
Didn't I live on the join?
Whenever we got an A to Z, we were always on the fold. And yeah. I think you were on the fold, weren't you?
I think I was.
So it was really in the crease in the middle, and you could never quite open the thing far enough without all the pages coming out. And whenever we got a delivery from, like, proper delivery companies, UPS, etc., it was, you're on the fold in the A to Z, you're difficult to find. Thinking, really? You're supposed to be a delivery company.
Oh. Is this, like, below the fold?
Yeah, the folds just it was, yeah, they looked ripped, but it was just wear and tear, wasn't it? Oh, I had a big one of London that was the major centre of London. But I then went down to a much smaller one. But I did get, when I started going to London on a regular basis, I did get this kind of colour one, because a standard A to Z was black and white and it looked like it was printed on reconstituted toilet paper. It was shockingly poor. So there was another brand, it wasn't an official A to Z, but it was pretty much the same thing. And it was in colour, which was like, wow. And it was hardback. And I must admit, I did have that one for a good few years. But that's how you used to navigate. I mean, I still don't particularly use a sat nav myself now. If I'm going somewhere new, what I'll do before I go, and I'm on my own, because I do the navigating for Mike, and I will use Google Maps, and if that doesn't work, then I'll get Apple Maps out. Although there was a comedy, wasn't there, in Apple Maps? We were going into Manchester, the city centre. You couldn't get more central than where we were going. And we were going into a Chinese, and there was a huge hotel. And the car park was underneath the hotel. But you got to it, not from the main road. You had to turn left and then right. And there was a road. I think it was St John Street or St James Street.
St James Street
rings a bell.
Yeah.
So I typed in maps on my phone and tapped enter. And obviously it went into Apple Maps. And I thought, oh, never mind, it'll do. You know. And I put in St James Street. Manchester, and it comes back and like not found, and I thought, pardon. So I then tapped the map, knowing that I was close enough that I could just like drag a couple of pages and I'd be there anyway. St James Street did not exist on this Apple Maps, and I thought, you've got to be kidding me. And Mike's at it, do I turn right or do I turn left? And I said, slow down. So I had to go into Google Maps, put St James Street in, there it was. So, and we are talking the absolute centre of Manchester. It is about half a mile from the Central Library, which is like by definition the centre of Manchester, and it wasn't in Apple Maps. So years ago, what I would do, if it was all, even now I would do this, if I'm going on my own, I'll walk the route first with Google Maps. I'll get Google Earth out and I'll follow it, and that way when I get there, I'm like, okay, recognise that pub, recognise that, keep going, turn left. And I do it that way. But I don't actually... I might put my phone on. I've never had a sat-nav actually in the car. Obviously, the car being prehistoric as it is. With a crank handle. But at least, hey, it's not horses, is it, Mike? Just a crank handle. It's not all built in. So I might use that. But I pretty much do it so... Because I don't think I want to be concentrating on what the sat-nav's saying when I'm driving. Because the sat-nav can't tell me, you know, there's a child in a pram in the middle of the road in front of me. So I don't really want to be concentrating on that when I'm driving. I want to be concentrating on driving. Ah, maps. In the end, I could read a map better than my dad, and that really peeved him. because that was partly what he did. He was a transport manager, but then towards the end of his career, the company folded that he worked for, and he got another job back driving. And then, of course, he had to navigate. But, I mean, he was going all kinds of places. And he'd spend 3 hours in the evening, wouldn't he, poring over the maps. And I always said to Mum, it's a waste of time. You'll get there, you know, in his truck, HGV, and find that there's a low bridge in front of you and you're going to have to take a detour. You know, so what's the point? But he did it religiously. Every night he was there with his maps. Endlessly, endlessly with his maps. But yeah, I actually think he quite enjoyed it. I don't think it was any great hardship to him to do all of that. I think it was like a hobby in the end. Tracy still looks at maps when you travel. Digital ones. Ooh, Guru maps. Ooh, I'll have to have a look at that one. Not that we're going anywhere. Anytime soon. Oh, designated navigator. Excellent, Tracy. Thing was, my dad taught me, and then I ended up doing the navigating. I'll never forget the time we went through London. What a living nightmare. He started to panic. London was not for him. Oh, that does look pro, doesn't it? I don't think there'd be a road missing on that one. Wow. That does look detailed. That'd be good if we were travelling anywhere. But I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon. There's two very dodgy reviews there from April. I'd suspect that's just a snafu rather than being a problem with the app. Ah, joy of joys. Oh, Tracy, you will have missed the main story of the night. You definitely need to know about this one. You know what we keep saying about how idiotic people are? Our COVIDiots. This is a mile and a quarter from where we are, and apparently it's happening tonight. Luckily, we have a prior engagement.
Lola's not interested anyway.
No, she's not. Not in the slightest.
She's not a girl like that.
The three boys teams gave up. Brilliant. Pete, never leave a machine unattended. You've not got a tick in the automatically install updates box, have you? Surely not.
Stuart's ready and waiting in.
Is he in WhatsApp?
WhatsApp, yes.
Right.
So we'll have to tell him later.
Which bit? About the dogging?
No, well, we can tell him that if you like.
Oh,
no,
I'm going to get WhatsApp up.
About
I'm going to
Smoggies.
Say. Oh, yeah, we'll do that bit as well. I'm going to tell Stuart right now. Good grief, there's a load of chat going on in there. I need to deal with that. Right. What have we got on that one? Right, ready and waiting. I'm going to put not at this event then. Let's see what Stuart's got to say. Oh, crying out loud. Yay, Carolyn's in. Brilliant. So, how long we got, Mike? About 3 minutes?
No, 2 minutes, 18 seconds.
Only 2 minutes, 18 seconds before we're heading over to Brooklands. Tonight's theme is colours. We've got some classics, haven't we, Mike?
We have.
Some that you wouldn't even think of. We've got one from Jonathan, haven't we?
Yeah.
But shall I say what we're going in with so they know it first? I think we'll do that. We're going in with a Spandau Ballet song. Guess which one? Oh, we're playing Karma Chameleon. Is that on the list, Mike?
No.
Oh!
Who's asked for it?
Kim. I reckon we should go in with that second.
Okay.
Right, we're going to reorganise that, and it's going to be the second song.
I'll add it.
Right, let's put that one in. Excellent. Going in at number two. So poor old Madonna's going to have to shift down to number three. Indeed, Jonathan. That's a good call, considering that came out in 1983 and you were minus six. I'm impressed. The theme is colours, Pete. So you're going to give me the 1 minute warning here, Mike.
Yeah.
Excellent. I need to get everything keyed up so all of the right things play. Right, let's turn that on so we can get...
1 minute.
1 minute. Okay, we'll be doing our out in about 30 seconds. But we won't be doing our music out, so I need to get my stingers up. Here's my stingers. I'm good to go with my stingers. Right, I think we're almost ready then. So if you can think of a song, something to do with colour, let us know. And you can always listen, of course, at brooklands196.com. We're on from 8 till 1 in the morning. But join us for as little or as long as you can bear. But tonight, it's Colours. If you like a song and it's not Colours, let us know anyway. I think we've already got 90 songs with Colours in. Might need a break from them in the end. Right, now you're not
20.
Going... 20. Oh, in that case, I'll wait for the countdown. But for the moment from us here, it's good night from me.
It's good night from me.
See you next time.